You know, friends, some of you are perhaps pondering what you want to do for this summertime. If you have children with a lot of energy, maybe some free time, and maybe you're looking for places to send them, maybe by way of a vacation or a camp. Or if you're a fan of basketball, maybe you got a little of inspiration by watching last night's NBA Finals with the Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. Yes. Here's a young lady to tell us about something that is very near and dear to her, a dossier that is second to none, Hall of Famer, Olympian, coach and GM for the WNBA 1997, author. You see her on ESPN and Fox Sports Southwest doing the broadcasting. One-time head coach and still assistant GM, NBA D-League for the Texas Legends, and more importantly, motivational speaker. Birthday coming up on July 1st. I, of course, speak of Nancy Lieberman. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. This is truly an honor on my behalf. Now, before we start talking about camps, I want to talk about something that I was privy to back in March when you were visiting the Dallas Mavericks before a game. Del Harris was with you, and you became, it was announced, December 2013, 2014 Naismith Outstanding Contributor to Women's Basketball, right before you got busy with the Final Four, and you were involved with that also. How much of an honor was that for you to be honored for that on the heels of Pat Summitt last year?
It was breathtaking. When they called me back in October of last year and they said that I was going to be the 2014 recipient, I mean, it choked me up because the people on that list are who have shaped the game of women's basketball at the collegiate level, from coaches to some esteemed players. So to be in that group of people was very humbling, and I was thrilled.
Not only that, but I believe if we go back to 1984, you have some history here with Dallas as far as playing for the WABA, the Dallas Diamonds, a title and an MVP that year?
You know, 1980 was the year I came to Dallas as the first draft pick of the Dallas Diamonds, and we lost in the championship game in 80, and then in 84, we won the championship and was MVP. My first year, we were runner-up. And I was runner-up for MVP. So I am just honored. I love Dallas. I've been here 34 years, and I'm a part of the community. I'm just a mom in the community.
You most certainly are, and you can also be seen at the majority of Texas Legends game. You were head coach there going back 4 years. Now that the program is 5 years in, knowing your nature of being charitable, it's got to be a real pleasure to work alongside someone like Donnie Nelson Jr., who's also got that charitable sense.
Donnie Nelson is one of the most amazing people that I've ever been around. He gives so much of his heart and his soul. He inspires me every day. He deeply cares about what he does, and he loves basketball, but he loves his community and family, and we're part of his family.
I also know we're talking with Nancy Lieberman, a woman with many, many titles. She's got a couple of books out in addition. I was actually at one of your book signings back in October of 2010 in the office of Dr. Berlin, Marvin Berlin and McKinney. Randy White and also Derek Harper were there. That was an absolute joy. But I know the reason for this, our talk right now, you've got some camps coming up. This is very near and dear to you. We're talking about the Field House, the dates, three options here. June 23rd through 26th, ages 5 to 17, from 8:30 to 4. Again, July 28th through July 31st, 8:30 to 4. Or August 4th through August 7th of 2014, 8:30 p.m. to 4 at the Field House here in North Texas. I know how much this means for you, Nancy. What are some of the things that kids ages 5 to 17 will be getting taught, trained, learned, and perhaps put to use lesson-wise for the future?
Well, thank you for throwing the dates out there. This is our 34th year of basketball camp, and we really pride ourselves on teaching the fundamentals of the game, making the game fun. There's no way I would be around basketball, you know, 35, 40 years later if I didn't love the game. But we're trying to teach kids character. We're trying to teach them positive trigger words, how to be a good teammate, how to win, how to lose, how to build their confidence and self-esteem. You know, just how to come to camp and decide, you know what, this is really important to me, because a lot of what we're teaching see in our camp, their life skills. And everything going forward is going to be about two income families for these young children. So little boys and little girls, you said at ages 5 through 17, they're going to learn how to compete. And that's what life is about, learning how to do it the right way. I promise I will make your child a better basketball player. They will not be robots. We will not just point them in a direction and say, you do this and you do that. We will teach them how to play the game of basketball the right way. And there is a right way. I use my son TJ as my barometer. I mean, TJ's gone through my camp since he was, you know, 5 years old. And by the grace of God, he got a scholarship, and he's at the University of Richmond playing basketball. If it can happen for my kid, it can happen for your kid. And if they don't get a scholarship, it'll just give them the wherewithal to know that they can do anything they want as long as they're fearless in their pursuit of their goals. So we do a lot there. We love on these children like they're ours, and we just love being on the court. I mean, I've been at this for a long time. And the children inspire me to be a better teacher.
Or put a different way, Nancy Lieberman has been a part of giving back the community for as long as the Dallas Mavericks have been in existence. It's very evident that this sport of basketball is a 24/7 labor of love for yourself. How lucky do you feel that you knew early on in life that this was going to be your passion, this is going to be your goal, and then things just kind of fell into place after that?
You know what? I tell this a lot. I was a kid from New York City with one parent, no heat, no electricity. There were days that I didn't know where my future was going to be at 8, 9, 10 years old, and basketball saved my life, and basketball gave me the ability to meet people, to compete, to expand myself as a person, and being able to come to Dallas in 1980 in the draft, It opened up a whole new world to me. I'm telling you, I used to dream, when I went to my first camp, I used to dream that I'd have a T-shirt that said Nancy Lieberman Basketball Camp. I cannot believe it's 34 years later. And all I'm doing is taking what I have been taught, the experiences that have been afforded to me, and sharing it with other kids. They're going to turn around one day, and they're going to help somebody else. And we're just trying to teach these kids to know the power you don't know you have. So I'm deeply indebted to the parents for sending their children to camp. We sell out every summer. If you want to enroll your kid, just go to nancylieberman.com or call us at 972-473-2121. We want to help children. I mean, we want to be good servants. And I don't know any other way to do it than to share what we have.
We're talking with Nancy Lieberman. Nancy Lieberman, she's got camps coming up. Once again, those dates being June 23rd through 26th, Fieldhouse USA, 8:30 to 4 p.m. By the way, should kids bring a lunch or a soda with them or something to drink during the course of the afternoon?
Absolutely. If they'll bring a sack lunch and some snacks and a drink, that would be fantastic. But we're going to have fun. We're going to play a lot of basketball. They're going to get a lot of information. They're going to learn the game. You know, kids are really intelligent. You can teach them a lot if you teach. If you want your kid to go up and down the court and just play games, do not send them to us. Take them to the rec center. Send them to somebody else. We're actually going to skill and drill your kids, talk to them, teach them, and then put them on the court. We're going to teach basketball concepts. We're going to break the game down to one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, which is what basketball is. You never have 10 people on one side of the floor. Then we're going to teach them how to play five-on-five, and we're going to show them how to have individual improvement and how it works within a team concept.
I tell you,
We teach.
And I tell you what, Nancy Lieberman, you've certainly learned from some of the best. What was it like playing against the Harlem Globetrotters? And then on top of that, do people get kind of shocked when you tell them that you were part of that Olympic team in 1976 that won a silver under the shadow of what Sugar Ray Leonard did and what Bruce Jenner did and what Nadia Comaneci did?
You know, it's funny funny. You just took me back to a great place in my life. When I played on that 76 Olympic team, I was a senior in high school. I was only 17. And my first day in the Olympic Village, I'm on the elevator, and I'm just like this little naive kid from New York. And on the elevator was this good-looking guy and this little girl holding a teddy bear. Well, the little girl holding the teddy bear was Nadia, and the good-looking guy was Bruce Jenner.
Wow.
And we've been friends for all these years. And it was, and Sugar Ray Leonard was on that team. I was always at the boxing venue because I love boxing. So, yeah, another amazing moment. In 1980, I played for Pat Riley and the Los Angeles Lakers in the Southern California Summer League. And Pat had a really distinct effect on my life. He tells everybody I had an effect on his life, but that's not the truth. I learned so much being in those situations. The Globetrotter Tour, I didn't know if this was the end of my career or not, and I was in my prime at 27. And I thought, well, if this is it, I want to be an ambassador to the game, and that's why I went on the Globetrotter Tour. It was pretty phenomenal.
And in terms of being an ambassador, I've got to go back to the Final Four that just happened here in North Texas at AT&T Stadium. On the heels of getting the Naismith Award that weekend of April 6th, was this something that you envisioned could happen in North Texas? And do you believe, obviously it's a rhetorical question, that North Texas can be a rotational spot for NCAA basketball from years to come?
Well, to answer your question first, the city owes a debt of gratitude to Charlotte Jones Anderson. She was amazing as the chair of the board, and I was on that board for the North Texas, local organizing committee. But Tony Fay and Kit Sawyer, those two worked their tails off as far as just managing everything that we did on a day-to-day basis. Their group was phenomenal, and I was very, very blessed to be a part of it and to see how hard they worked and how they cared. It was put together with such hard work. Everybody knew their role. They worked to make North Texas proud of us because we wanted people from all over the world to come here and see AT&T Stadium, the beauty of it, the hospitality of North Texas. I mean, from the mayors of all the cities, everybody pulled together for this amazing moment. And I was so more than proud to be a part of what happened.
And that was a wonderful collective effort, and I was happy to be a part of that also. One final question before we break down the dates again for the camps that you will be doing this summer here in Dallas. Last night, earlier you talked about the words power, and you talked about heat, and there was an overabundance of that last night in San Antonio with the AC going out. Have you ever had a scenario, Ms. Lieberman, where you had to play in conditions that were less than friendly like last night?
Absolutely. Everywhere that I have played around the world internationally, I mean, it has been really, really tough. So you never know when you're going to go into a country and there's no electricity, no air conditioning in a gym. We've been in places where I've cramped up so bad and you feel terrible because people can't see the physical pain, but all they do is see you cramping. And it's really, really tough. And today LeBron James is getting a lot of heat on Twitter and social media that he wasn't tough enough, that he wasn't this enough. It's really unfair. Unless you have cramped up and your body locks up and you cannot move, I've been there. It is such a compromising feeling. I mean, that guy would be on the floor with a broken leg. But you cannot physically move when your muscle locks up the way his did in the game last night. I really feel bad for him.
Let's really hope that in the next couple of days as this NBA final plays itself out, that facts like that and truth like that and having knowledge as opposed to just reactionary social media tweets or comments will play out in what should be a good series. Who do you like in this series, Nancy?
Well, I'm blogging. If anybody wants to follow the series, you just go to nancylieberman.sportsblog.com. com, and I'm blogging the whole series. So I had picked San Antonio in game one. I have San Antonio in seven. I think they're deeper at certain positions. They're more experienced, and I just, first of all, I like the Heat as well. I mean, I think you have the two best teams playing, but I like the cause and I like the focus of San Antonio, and I believe they're the better team, by the way.
I agree with you there, and I tell you, you're using all the perfect words for segueing to what we're going to talk about now. If you are having a desire to want to send your kid off to camp to learn basketball, to learn lessons, to learn some history about someone who's pretty much done it all and been very humble about it and remains charitable, talking with Nancy Lieberman, the dates for this camp, there's three different date times, beginning June 23rd through 26th, 8:30 to 4 p.m., Fieldhouse USA, ages 5 to 17, July 28th to July 31st, 2014, Fieldhouse USA, 5 to 17, 8:30 to 4 p.m., bring a lunch, bring a drink if need be, and again, August 4th through August 7th, 2014. All this information and all that we've discussed in the last 10 to 12 minutes, you will find at www.nancylieberman.com. That's L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N, and you mentioned New York. I'm Hoboken born and raised. Is there anything that you would like to add to this, ma'am?
You know what? I just appreciate you having me on. I love talking about kids. I love talking about improvement, obviously sports. We live a great time in America. I mean, we get to see so many amazing athletes. I don't know what it was like to see Babe Ruth play or Joe DiMaggio. Or Hank, you know, I saw the tail end of Hank Aaron's career. But we're living in a generation where we get to see the best of the best. We get to see Dirk. We get to see the Jason Kidds, the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordans, the LeBrons, the KDs, the Timmy Duncans. I mean, if you love sports and sports galvanizes people and families, then, you know, I wake up every day and have a little smile on my face because I get to talk sports with people, life, you know, obviously other things, but you can't beat it. It's really a great time.
Nancy, do you see yourself ever wanting to coach again on the minor league, developmental league level, or the pro level?
Well, my hope, my prayer, my goal is to be coaching in the NBA in the next couple of years. I hope that somebody will give me an opportunity to do what I love. I love to teach. I know that I would have to go to the NBA as an assistant coach, as I should. But everything is about opportunity in life, and, you know, if it's meant to be, and, you know, by the grace of God, somebody gives me that opportunity, I will do it to the best of my ability. I don't ever want to be hired because I'm a woman. I want to be hired because I'm qualified, and I'm a team player, and I'll work hard and be loyal to that coach and that team.
Hall of Famer, Olympian, coach and GM WNBA, MVP WABA, author, only female to play in the USBL 1986-1987, broadcaster ESPN, Fox Sports Southwest, NBA D-League head coach, assistant GM, motivational speaker, same birthday as Princess Diana, hence the charitable side. Nancy Lieberman, this has been a pleasure. Hold for 1 second so I can send you the audio to an email address and the like, and I thank you for this.